Okay, Wednesday, 5/13/26. How Faith Works, Part 42. Faith is a rest. Let's get a Hebrews 4 here. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. What's unbelief? Not believing. Again, he limiteth the certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. In other words, if you believe God, you're in rest. For he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works. That's caring about yourself, taking thought about yourself, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. We got a whole lot of folk that missed out and missed God because they couldn't believe him. They were leaning to their own understanding and what they saw. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Don't think for a minute he don't see. He knows. He knows if you believe and if you're not. You can't fool God. You might fool everybody, but you ain't going to fool God. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Great passage of scripture. Rest here means reposing down or abode. That's where you live, a dwelling place, a place of rest. Genesis 2, it mentions in what we just read about what God did in the beginning as our example. Genesis 2, 2 and 3. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. So God used his faith and he rested. Rested means to repose, desist from exertion, to cease, celebrate, or still, like being still. We're made in the image and likeness of God. We're to follow in his footsteps. You know, our emotions get us all riled up about things. But there's scriptures that say, be still and know that I'm God. Be still. Hebrews 5. Hebrews has a lot to say about faith. You could say it's the faith book, I think. This is chapter 5 here. verse 1, for every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, that he himself also is compassed with infirmity? By reason hereof, he ought, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer for sins. And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Even Jesus, he would have taken a way out. He wanted a way out. He had a flesh to deal with, just like we do. Though he were a son, yet learned the obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time we ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For every one that doeth useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong men belong to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So God's way is the way of faith. And faith is the way of rest. Those that are full age, mature in their faith, rightly discern this. Even Jesus cried and prayed to be delivered, but he entered God's rest concerning the matter and went to the cross. Okay, let's keep going here in Hebrews 6, just the first three verses here. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. In other words, that's a basic for the Christian. Of the doctrine of baptism, of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit. So the first thing we learn as Christians is to walk by faith, because you exercise your faith to become born again. Till this is established, you can no further. You can't go any further in your journey, because it's a journey of faith. If you're going somewhere with God, it's going to be the way of faith. There is no other way. That time is over, that other way. Verse 4 here, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened, have tasted of the heavenly gift, were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh up upon it, and bringeth forth herbs, meat for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessings from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. Just think about those thoughts. Briars and thorns, these negative thoughts, these negative things that keep us from walking in faith. Briars, like thorns. But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiply, and I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath of confirmation is to them an end of all strife. He was good for it, even though Abraham was 99 when he had a baby. Think about all the years that he could have had offspring. God was faithful, even at 99 years old. Wherein God, willing more abundant to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it's impossible for God to lie, he does not go back on his promises like men do, we might have a strong consolation to have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. So don't be in despair because you don't see what you want to see right now, because you're looking at the wrong thing. You're not seeing what you already know is yours. You're seeing what you think you don't have. Which hope we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So all of them in the old covenant, they walked by faith. The ones in the Faith Hall of Fame did. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us to help us along this faith journey. Chapter 7, right here. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. Without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. And as I may so say, Levi also, who receiveth tithes, paid tithes on Abraham. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, in other words, doing the works of the law, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arises another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weaknesses and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by which we draw nigh unto God, and inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest, for those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent. In other words, God's not going to back down on what he said to you. He's not going to back down. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continued continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto him, by him, come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily as those high priests offer up sacrifice. See, it's not about your own works, trying to get you healing, get you this, get you that. No. He had to offer up sacrifice first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. For this he did once when he offered up himself. So now it's no more works. It's by faith. The law maketh men high priests which have infirmity. But the word of the oath which was since the law maketh the Son who is consecrated forevermore. A royal priesthood. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did. Our high priest, Jesus, is doing all the heavy lifting as we continue to rest. God has no other way but the way of faith. Contrary to a lot of people's opinions. They think they got to do everything in the world to try to, when they pray, to help God along. We're not going from trouble to trouble, but from faith to faith. Romans 1. Romans 16:17. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For there is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, for it is written, the just shall live by faith. That means you're resting, he's working. If you're working, then he's resting. He'll let you do your thing. He'll wait on you. He'll sit over there and rest while you quit spinning your wheels so now he can, when you trust him, he can work. You want to please God, then stay in faith. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It's time to stop the struggle, like Jacob and the angel. Wrestling with the angel all night long. Sound familiar? All night long, wrestling with an angel. Just wrestling all the time. If you're not resting, but wrestling, then that's the flesh. Let God do the heavy lifting from now on.